the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different effects of supplication. We said the first effect of supplication is that it fills out the gap existing in human nature. The second effect is in the relation of the unlimited divine power with the weak man. And this is what brings forth the security which is permanent. And man will fill out his mental gaps and will feel grandeur within himself. He will be filled with grandeur and glory. And this is how he can confront problems easily in his life. The third effect is the mere belief in the Almighty Allah, which of course accompanies many hidden benefits, which we discussed previously. Now, the fourth effect that we started discussing is that it will bring forth self-recognition and self-believing. The kind of man who engages in supplication will realize that he is the one whom can solve anything. He is the absolute cause. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth is Allah's, and this is the one whom I have returned to. So this means that I can rely on him. This means I can believe in myself as well. And this Holy Quran says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Be not like those who forsook God, so he made them forsake their own souls. Regarding this, we have another verse of the Holy Quran talking about the word soul, interpreting soul in this matter. إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ قِينٍ. When your Lord said to the angels, surely I am going to create a mortal from dust. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. So when I have made him complete, when I breathed into him of my spirit, then fall down, making obeisance to him. So from this verse, why did we bring up the issue of ruh and soul? From this verse, it is clear that spirit or soul is from God. And all these verses depict man's relation to Allah. So we can understand that forgetting God is in fact self-forgetting. And this is because of the fact that if a person forgets God, he will forget his command. And this is something natural. So man's soul, which is also of the category of Allah's command, will be forgotten. Because we said in the previous episode that based on this verse, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Soul is the command of my Lord. And إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. This amr, this command, is sometimes forgotten. So soul can be forgotten if Almighty Allah is forgotten.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So what we have discussed so far will reveal that this verse, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Be not like those who forsook God, so He made them forsake their own souls, is true. This verse is in complete harmony with قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. This verse of the Holy Quran says, He shall say, My Lord, why has You raised me blind when I was a seeing one indeed? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. He will say, Even so, our communications came to you, but you neglected them. Even thus shall you be forsaken this day. And this is clear, because if God, who is closer to man than himself, closer to man than his jugular vein, من حبل الوريد, if this God forgets man, man will definitely end up in self-denial. But what is the consequence of this self-denial? Where does God take us if we are forgotten even by ourselves? How does the delicate man endure this state? A cursory look at a blind and non-hearing man who has forgotten everything will make this clear. If a man who has not forgotten himself yet is supposed, if such a man is left alone in a perilous desert, he will have a deplorable condition, let alone a person who has forgotten himself. We will, God willing, continue our discussion later on. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com.
Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.